Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Ann Bloxham-Smith and Austin Bantel. And today, we're talking about the Downtown Gallery Crawl this Thursday night. Welcome.
Hey. How are you, Corey?
Glad y'all are here today, and there's always a lot going on at these crawls.
Yeah, especially this time because it's our 10-year anniversary, so we're celebrating the whole year, and we're kicking off this August.
These things get better every time, too. Like, you peaked this year at 10. Hopefully, we just keep on going, but
I don't know what we're going to do for 20. It's going to have to be crazy.
It's going to be stupendous.
I hope I'm still around for that one. Tell me what's going on at the crawl this time.
Oh, it's so much. It's just kind of crazy. There's going to be so much going on both sides of the river. Austin's going to tell us some more about what's going on in West Monroe over at Rumo's Gallery. They're having great stuff. But in Monroe, Alan Brockman is reviving the North Delta Ramble bus. And the Ramble bus is going to have live music. There is a well-known Monty Russell and friends that I think lots of folks around here know. And there's going to be barbecue, and there is, of course, going to be art. Mm-hmm. By the way, Margaret Moses, who is a local abstract artist, large-scale, beautiful paintings. She has the Palette House in the Garden District. Alan will be there, and it's just craziness. There's going to be so much happening over there.
So that music will be happening right next to the Palace?
Right next to the Palace Gallery, right mm-hmm. on Desired Street.
Yeah, he's going to park the bus in an empty parking lot right next to the palace. So it'll be, you can go in the gallery, look at the art, go outside, listen to the music. And so it should be very free-flowing.
Okay, you got art. You got music.
Yep.
Where's the food at? I got to go. What gallery's next I get to go eat at?
Well, now you can eat there. There's barbecue there. Mm-hmm. And if you want the barbecue, though, that does cost. Mm-hmm. The crawl is free. But this barbecue dinner is $14, and if you want that, you need to get on Facebook and go to Alan Brockman's page on Facebook, and you can reserve a plate.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And this isn't just, your typical barbecue. He worked with a fellow out of Kentwood, Louisiana, Iverstein Farms, and he raises the cattle, butchers the cattle, and prepares it. So it's farm to table. Doesn't get any fresher than that.
All right. So I'm heading down the street. I leave the palace. Yeah. Where do I go?
Well, you can do lots of different things. If you head down toward the river, you can go to the Garrett House Gallery. And that is, that's Brooke Foy is the curator there. People know her for her work with the Arrow Public Art, the murals and medallions in the street and on Antique Alley. Castor and Chicory is going to be over there at Garrett House with their coffee and beignets. And she's going to have a really interesting artwork going that's, what would you call it?
Like, it's definitely interactive. She wants people to come to her gallery and participate. Everyone who comes and visits the gallery is going to participate in the artwork, where you're going to actually be painting things and creating things with the artists there. And so it's a great community involvement project.
Okay.
And it has to do with social mapping, mm-hmm. which is very interesting sounding to me. So we're looking at our own lives and how we interconnect with others.
All right. Leaving there. And you have the golf carts you can ride, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't even have to walk. I'm riding to the next place. Where do I go?
Carts. Well, let's go to West Monroe.
Yeah,
let's
so West in West Monroe, I curate the Rumo's Gallery. And Rumo's is a barbershop owned by Russell Moore. And this is 2 years that we've been setting up during the art crawls and having art in there. And so with it being the 10-year anniversary and our 2-year anniversary, we decided to throw a lawn party. So there's an empty lawn at the end of Antique Alley across from the Metal Flower. A lot of people know that at the end of Antique Alley. And so we're going to have a DJ set up there. We have Joshua Mitchell, who is an artist who does these very intricate, beautiful, geometric found wood, reclaimed wood artwork. He also builds furniture. And so we're going to have an outdoor show, an outdoor exhibition. And then we're also going to have H2Go, which is a local paddleboard water enjoyment shop. He's going to be there set up. He's also going to be giving away free 318 hats to the first 10 crawlers who come to Rumo's Gallery, so that's exciting. And then we're also going to have a photo opportunity with Chewy, the time traveling dog.
Chewy, the time traveling dog. Okay, we have a couple minutes left. Where are we heading next?
Oh, well, let's head back to Monroe then and on Art Alley. If you go to the upstairs gallery, we're doing a deal in cooperation with the Master Museum. And so it's their Alt-X program, alternative exhibits. And a guy named Lionel Cruitt's going to be there. And again, this is a really immersive video installation. Mm-hmm. I know that Ben Hickey is curating this, and he had me running around town finding a boat for him and crazy stuff.
I'm glad he didn't look in my yard. I had one like two houses down from the museum, but no.
He was not going
to paint it white.
Not. I think he had a number of people looking around for boats for him. Anyway, no telling what's going to be going on at upstairs. Like I said, that's an interactive sort of thing, and it's going to include all kinds of video projections and sound and light and, you know, sand on the floor and all that sort of stuff.
You won't feel like you're in downtown Monroe.
No, it's going to be a little crazy. And if you go out to the outside gallery at the end of Art Alley, facing the railroad track, Jenny Ellerby, famous local photographer, is going to be out there. And that's also in cooperation with the Master Museum. And goodness, I could just go on and on. Y'all are going to be at the Sugar Gallery,
We'll be
you?
At the Sugar, and they're doing the 3D, exhibition. I get to break out the cool 3D glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm excited about that. Now, if somebody wanted to find out more about all the galleries and what all's going on, where can we send them?
There's so much going on. The Facebook page is probably the most up-to-date place. So you just go to Downtown Gallery Crawl.
All right, Downtown Gallery Crawl. Look for it on Facebook. That's coming up this Thursday night.
5 to 9.
5 to 9, and you can come as you are. You see people in shorts and T-shirts.
Right.
You see people dressed up. You can come by, eat some crackers and snacks, and then you might opt to buy some barbecue, too.
Yeah.
And some artwork.
And
some
art.
And some music. And just, it'll be a fun, enjoyable night.
Yeah.
This is KEDM. You're listening to Lanyap. To find out about this event and more, visit KEDM.org.